I think I spend my entire life just trying to find opportunities to hold a microphone.
Something I appreciate about you is that you have the grind set.
I'm on that grind set.
You're on that grind set. God. Do you want to introduce yourself? Oh, should I introduce you? Is that's how podcasts generally work.
I mean, up to you. You're the
everyone,
host.
We have our first guest host this week, comedian and friend Mackenzie Shapiro. Jay let me know at like 2 days' notice that they were going to be in New York for the weekend. And our new rule is that if one of us is missing, that the other gets to just bring someone.
Well, I am so happy to be here. I love Gabe. And I love talking. So.
I don't think you've listened to the podcast. That's my accusation.
And you know what? I was listening to it on the bus ride over here because I was like, I haven't listened to the podcast.
As soon as you were here and I was talking about the cat and I said, Nigel's outside. And you were like, who's Nigel? I'm like, this motherfucker does not listen to the podcast. Because we talk about Nigel every episode.
Very, very fair read. Very fair read. Which is why I said, and I love to talk.
I mean, I have no shame about it. I'm sure you have plenty to contribute.
Yes, yes, I do. I have things to say. Yeah. And because also, so Al, beloved friend of the podcast, every time I say anything about especially my private life, they go, God, you really need to get on that podcast.
It's true. I also don't think Al listens to the podcast.
This is a call out specifically for Al Smart.
They will never hear it.
They will never hear. If you listen to the podcast, say something. Say it when you hear this.
I know who listened to the podcast because they let me know. They let me know. The people who listen to the podcast let me know.
I used to have a podcast in college and people would also let me know. We talked a lot about sex. And so people would come up to me and just be like, hey, heard your podcast. And it was like they pulled a gun on me, like emotionally. It was just like, I now know things about you.
I know. The last episode that we released was about, we had an advice question from a listener that was about, like, how do you initiate a threesome?
Gently.
That's a very good answer. Very carefully.
You have to let the other person think it's there. Well, depending on your relationship.
Which other person?
Because if it's two people who are in a partnership, all right, looking to bring in a
then
third.
Then it's the other person. Yeah.
Then you got to make sure that your partner feels like it's their idea.
Well, what I said, just to recap for the listener, what I said is there's always like when you're the third,
yeah,
right, hooking up with a couple, you have to figure out which one likes you and which one's resentful.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But
which
basically,
one's insecure and which one's way too excited?
Which one of them thought of this? Basically, what I was getting to is I think that after that, people came up to me and were like, oh, wow, that was really interesting, that threesome conversation that you had. I was like, I hope it helps you. Like, I didn't know what to say.
I hope you find peace with this, is the vibe.
I hope you find the threesome of your dreams.
Oh, you know what? Blessings to everyone. I hope you find the threesome of your dreams.
What was Al saying you should talk about?
I think specifically it was one of two stories that Al was specifically referencing. And it was either that I have very, we shall not call them kind, but we shall call them descriptive nicknames for the people that I date.
Oh, I mean, I think that that's normal. A lot of people give a nickname because you don't want to invest too much in a relationship and your friends don't know their name yet.
Exactly.
And so you give them a descriptor that is more memorable.
Yes. What is the thing that you're struggling with when you go out with them? What is the thing that you have to reckon with in your brain to be like, can I make this work?
I had someone tell me what they were going to call me to their friends.
What was it?
Comedian.
Oh.
Which is like pretty normal. It's pretty standard.
I'm always the hot clown.
I mean,
readers, I am a clown.
You are a clown.
Through and through.
I don't know why they call you hot, though.
Why you fuck you? Fair shots.
You set me up.
It's true. What I think is funny is I'm usually the only clown or I'm not the only clown. And I'm like, either way, you don't particularly need, like, if I'm the only clown, I'll take hot, but you don't need to put it there. But if I'm not the only clown.
It's been a while since I've been someone's first comedian.
Brag. Wait. Yeah. No, I feel like it's a brag.
I think it would be, because if you can pull someone who's never fucked a comedian before, then it's
you're
like
a god.
That's a god. So for me, it's like I can, like, they're only okay with me because they realize comedians are people. You know, they're just like, you know,
comedians aren't people, by the way.
Okay, but then I asked this person what he thought that I should call him, and he said jean jacket.
Why?
To me, a jean jacket just means you're wearing a jean jacket.
Yeah.
But to him, a jean jacket means, and I think this is a slang that he's just trying to get off the ground. I don't think this is a commonly used slang. To him, it means a trans man who's like a specific kind of masculine.
I have never in my life heard that. In my life.
I think it's new. I think it's a new.
It's like the trans mask version of dolls?
Yeah. So basically, I've been calling him a jean jacket since then.
cute. I can roll with that.
I mean, I think that it would be good to just let people say what they want to be known as.
No. I'm sorry. Rat Boy and Rat Boy 2 and 9/11 and Toenail Boy did not get to choose their nicknames.
Wait, one of them was 9/11?
One of them was 9/11. Because the first time we're having sex, oh my god, so much was happening. But the first time we're having sex, for some weird reason, he like rolls over and he's like, so anyway, 9/11. And I was like,
wait, mid or after?
Like, no, mid, like during. Like, we're like, you know, in the ins and outs of having sex.
The ins and outs.
But he's like, rolls over and he's like, anyway, my relationship with 9/11. And I was like,
what?
I don't even remember his relationship with 9/11. But as a bit that I don't think he ever picked up on, I did only text him at 9/11.
That's funny.
I have alarms on my phone to this day for 9/11 in the morning and at night.
Wow.
Because I would only text him twice a day and it would be at 9/11.
Impressive dedication to the bit.
Thank you. And I don't think he ever noticed. So sad.
This reminds me of a story that I'm almost positive that Jay will ask me to cut from the podcast because it's about someone that that if she finds out that we're talking about her on the podcast, would be mad. Yes. The story is, and she told this story, meaning that like she didn't have any self-awareness about this story. Mid blowjob. She's giving a blowjob. She says, so how do I rate on a scale of 1 to 10?
Honestly, I support her. I love that because also if they rate you in a way that you don't approve, you put it down and you walk away.
Yeah, because to me, I might ask like, how am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? That's I'm more likely to ask.
The rating is very egotistical,
but the rating is about me, you know. Mm-hmm. And about like me in general. I'm like, I can appreciate someone being emotionally honest and telling you where they're at mentally during a sexual encounter.
Yeah.
So different strokes for different folks.
I'm so worried every time I give head.
That you're doing a bad job?
Yeah. It really depends. Because some partners are great at letting you know you're doing a good job. Some people are very quiet. And then I'm just like, oh no. And it feels really lonely. You're so far away.
Yeah, it is. It is a one-way street. Like, there's a different kind of pleasure that can be taken from giving.
Yeah.
You know? But it is still, I don't know, both of them are such a uniquely vulnerable thing that you have to be in community in order to make it fulfilling for both of you.
Bless.
Solidarity.
The community of giving a blowjob.
Yeah. Seizing the means of cum production.
Marks would be proud.
Yeah.
You go down and you're like, comrade.
Comrade.
Comrade. Comrade.
I'm so sorry. This is a bad example for our podcast. Our podcast is generally way worse than this.
I like to shake their penis when it's flaccid and go, good game, champ. They hate it. I've never found someone who likes that. I do it every time, though. I think it's very funny.
Every time?
Yeah, not like every single time I have sex, but I have done it, I think, with every partner.
Okay, it's impressive.
That has a penis.
You won't shake a clit?
No, I mean, that would be more of a fist bump.
Okay, so we went through what 9/11 means.
Oh, yeah.
What, Rap Boy?
Oh, Rap Boy 1. Oh, honestly, bless.
Oh, right. There's a Rap Boy 2
Rap
as well.
Rap Boy 2.
They're different people. Oh.
Rap Boy 1, he will never hear this, but honestly, I would say this to his face. The main reason I slept with him was because before we had ever met, I heard a story where he grabbed a rat off of the side of the street when he was drunk and it bit him and he had to go get a rabies shot. And I thought that was so intriguing.
That is intriguing.
Right?
I honestly don't hate that.
And I don't know what it says about me that I was like, that's not a want, that's a need that I then sleep with this person.
There's different drunken behavior. There's some drunken behavior that really turns me off. The comparison that I'll make is like, I feel like this is a trend. So it's something many people do. But I had a friend who, when they got drunk, would play this joke where they'd go lay down in the street.
Horrible.
Bad joke.
Bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Bad joke because of the risk, not only of your life, but of your friend's evening.
Yes. It's a selfish joke.
It's really selfish. I can appreciate why they think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I'm against it.
But this, also dirty.
This, I mean, also dirty rat.
Well, yeah, but rat, that's just the hand. And but, because in his head, when he told the story, he was like, he was really drunk and walking for a really long time. And the rat had been running alongside him for like blocks. And he was like, this is my kindred spirit.
I was going to say kinship.
Yes.
There's something that to me, it's like this person sees the world.
Yeah.
You know, this is a person who's, you know, it's intriguing to know that this person, even when they're drunk, sees the life in a rat and doesn't just get scared. You know, honestly, like people who are just like afraid of animals, I'm like, you
grow
don't
up.
Seriously, it's like, what are you afraid of, people too?
probably. Yeah. Makes more sense. Because, like, you know, if an animal bites me, that's fine. That's an animal's nature. If a person, like a stranger on the street bites me, specifically a stranger bites me, that's a year ruiner, to be honest. Also, quick reflexes to just be able to grab a rat.
Well, it sounds like this rat was, like, with it.
But then it bit him. And then I ran into him at a bar, and I was like, rat boy.
You said that.
Yeah.
Nice. People like to be recognized.
Yeah, we did sleep together.
So you heard about it before you even met them.
Yeah, yeah. He's my friend's best friend.
Aw.
Yeah.
Rat boy.
I know. Literally, to my friend the next day, I was like, I'm sorry I slept with your best friend, but rat boy. And he was like, yeah, I get it. I was like, yeah.
Okay. Do we go straight to Rat Boy 2 or should we wait for it?
We can go straight to Rat Boy 2. Rat Boy 2, I also call him the evil ex. He sucked. Oh, wait. The other story does also pertain to Rat Boy 2.
You're in charge here.
That's a horrible choice. Why would you do that? Well, let's skip to Toenail Boy, though, then.
Okay, we'll come back to Rat Boy 2.
Toenail Boy, I didn't even give him this nickname. This nickname was given to him by my roommate the first time he stayed over at my house. Honestly, my favorite person I've ever dated. Absolutely wonderful person. Amazing. So smart. So sweet. So wonderful. Nothing but love.
I'm horrified by what you're about to say about this person.
Had the longest toenails I have ever seen.
Okay, that's better than what I thought you were going to say.
Let me just paint a picture.
Okay.
I had hardwood floors. You could hear him coming. When I say talons.
Curved.
Like they were was incredible.
At that point, it's intentional.
I was too afraid to ask, but I like literally he took off his socks for the first time. I went, oh,
how did you put on those socks?
You can scurry up a tree hands free. Like you've got some, like, that's, you know, I was like, those are bed shredders. And then he was walking through my house barefoot and my roommate, I saw her look down and go, and then he left and she went, so the toenails. And
I was like, that's so interesting. I've known so many people who have immense shame about taking off their socks, right?
Yeah.
And they look normal. Like their feet are normal.
Cut your damn toenails.
Just cut them. But just cut them. I thought you were going to say that they cut their toenails at your house.
I honestly almost asked them to. Because there was a moment that I was like, I'm afraid. You're going to like get my Achilles, you know? In this sleep. Roomba with knives kind of vibe. Where I'm just like, you can do damage.
Yeah, you don't even without it meaning to. You'll hurt someone.
You'll hurt the ones you love.
My partner has like literal claw manicure right now. Let's just say it takes special attention not to harm a partner when you're being intimate with them and you have literal sharp claws.
Kind of hot though.
Definitely.
Like that's hot.
We're not saying it's not.
That's hot. If those were on your feet, less hot.
Or like on your knees. Like if that was on your, like it'd be like you can't be careful enough.
No, you can't.
You need the dexterity of the finger.
Yeah, and if you have dexterous toes, I genuinely don't want to know.
I have dexterous toes.
Damn it, I just said I didn't.
I know, but I just feel like I don't often get to talk about it.
You get to talk about your normally dexterous just, toes that
well, because first of all, I keep my shoes on in public.
Okay.
And second of all,
do you want an award for that? Is that not the norm?
It's the norm. I wouldn't say it's the bare minimum. I would hang out with people who don't.
And also, I said that fully as a person who grew up barefoot.
So maybe think about what you say to other people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was a bully in that moment. Your fly is low.
Thanks. You're welcome. This is my house. You're going to tell me my fly is down?
You want to just take off your pants? I don't know. Oh, cute belt.
Thank you. I do keep the fly down.
Oh, like on purpose? You can leave it down.
No,
then.
It's accidental.
Oh, okay.
Just constant, though. It's just not my top priority in life.
You've got other problems going on other than
well, I wear so many belts that to me it's like I gotta make sure the belt is done.
Well, it would be much weird. Well,
it's weirder
to have the belt undone but the pants fully buckled.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It would be weird.
Yeah, that's.
I'm
weird.
I'm gonna cut this.
That's very fair. That is very fair to cut this. I mean, it was just an observation. I just happened to be holding a microphone.
Okay, well.
Where were we? Your dexterous toes.
So basically, the only time I get to show it off is when I happen to be barefoot and there's something that needs picking up.
Do you wear shoes to the beach?
I wear like a sandal, like a Birkenstock.
That's reasonable.
I'm not picking stuff up at the beach. I mean, I could pick up a shell. I never have, though.
Oh my God, that's not like so romantic. You're walking along with your partner and you see a cute shell, you pick it up, you like with hand it to them.
Yeah. You foot it to them,
yeah. Just crane pose.
Seriously, I mean.
Then you caress their face with your toes.
My brother, well, both of us are quite flexible. I believe we might have the Ehlers-Danlos, but we're both quite flexible, and he will bite his toenails shorter.
No. No. No.
It's true.
No. No, no. How old is your brother?
Okay, to be clear, I don't know if he still does this. I know that
when is the last time you witnessed him doing this?
The last time I witnessed him doing this, he was like 28.
oh my God, this person is loose in the world.
Yeah, he's great.
I bet.
He's a great guy.
I bet. But you know his nickname is probably also Tony.
It better be. I'll ask his girlfriend. I know.
Does she know?
I'll make sure she does.
The bar is so low.
I mean, you know.
And I say this with the most love and respect to your brother.
He has a well-paying job.
There we go. He's a well-paying job. I'm guessing by your hair, he has a full head of hair.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and curly.
And curly? Can you imagine? Oh, my God. So sexy.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. Anyway.
You know, he's probably funny based on you.
He took his first stand-up class this year.
Baby.
I know. We're so proud of him.
Aww. And bites his own toenails.
You have to admit it's impressive.
It is impressive. It is one of those sick things. Like, I'd probably pay to see it, but someone doing it for free is like... so much weirder.
Interesting. I probably wouldn't pay for it.
Okay, I grew up in a town that had a resident freak show.
Oh.
So this may not be a universal experience for people, but I would pay to see someone put a spoon into their face, you know, like human blockhead style. It's a common freak show thing.
Spoon into their face?
Yeah, they put it in through their nose.
Spoon head first?
No. Handle first, but into the all nose. The way into the head, like parallel with the ground.
Oh, okay. Into the nasal cavity. Got
into
it.
Into the nasal cavity, yeah.
It's like a COVID test, but like worse.
Yeah. I would pay to see someone do that. But if someone was just doing it and they were like, hey, look what I can do, and then did it, I'd be like, you're a freak.
But that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah. But like derogatory freak.
Okay, this is interesting because like I feel like most of the things at the freak show are just taught.
Oh, yeah. It's all the kids in the class that want attention.
Literally.
And then they just figure out how to make minimum wage for it.
The poor freak shows.
I know. Great people. They were my heroes. I really badly wanted to join a freak show as a kid, but I was not talented enough.
So I guess my question about toenail guy.
Yeah, toenail boy. Back to the topic.
Toenail boy. Pardon me.
Thank you.
My question about toenail boy is that a deal breaker?
Oh, it's Nigel. Did I say that name right?
Yeah. Did he show up?
Yeah, he walked past and didn't even look at us.
Interesting.
It was not a deal breaker because I asked him to cut his toes. And then he cut his toes.
Whoa. No pushback.
With the nails, not the toes themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pushback.
Interesting.
He just went, LOL, okay, cut his toenails.
I thought it would be like a hoarder's thing where suddenly he had like an emotional attachment to them.
Right. But then the second he cut his toenails, another girl asked him to be her boyfriend.
That's probably why.
I think that's why. I really think that I set him up to be asked out by another woman.
Do you ever like, it's so funny because like the stereotype of like, oh, I fixed him for you, right? But it's like such a small thing.
It's such a small fix, but it's I bet that other woman was standing there looking at his toenails and going, I'm not sure I can commit to this. And then he cuts his toenails for me, yeah. Which by the way, I was then going to ask him to be my boyfriend after he cut his toenails and she got there first. Heartbreaking. The one that click clacked away.
We can talk about more things.
We can. I have so many stories.
I feel like because you're the guest host, like I feel like I don't want to take up time. I feel like I want you to.
You want me?
I want you to give us as much as you can. I want to milk this experience.
Oh, you want to milk me?
You said it. I did not say that.
You know, honestly, the reason I like doing podcasts is because I really like holding microphones and hanging out with my friends. Aww. This is the closest, like, I mostly sometimes kind of identify as straight, except for my, not straight. Oh my God, cut that. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Are you okay?
Your cat only has one eye.
Yeah, that's Nigel.
Nigel, hi. The word I was looking for was cis.
Oh, you, okay.
I kind of, for the most part, most of the time, sort of identify as cis.
Cool.
Except for my incessant need to be on podcasts with my friends.
Is that a trans thing?
No, it's a man thing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Like every time I have a good conversation with my friends, I'm like, we should start a podcast.
I don't think there should be anything wrong with that.
No, but it's...
Especially because it's pretty cheap.
It's very cheap.
It's pretty cheap to start a podcast. Nobody's telling you that you have to make a bunch of episodes. You could just do one.
Yeah. And my friends are fucking hilarious. And other people would have richer lives for having heard us talk.
I mean, the reason I started this with Jay is because I'm like, Jay is so funny and people don't get to experience them enough because they're such a shut-in.
Aw, what a sweet yet mean sentiment.
That's true. It's not that they're like a shut-in because they're like agoraphobic. They just have priorities. They prioritize.
Oh, you could still. Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, the audio for that is going to be so whack because I was trying to not have you hear my tea slurping.
But you were trying to have to hear the mm.
Yeah, so I brought it back. But then I realized in trying to hold away my microphone from my teacup, I was pointing it towards you.
The microphone? Oh, well, you know, I'll cut your mic for that section.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing. We're pretty bad at editing audio, and so there's a very low bar for our audience. If they listen to the other podcasts, they're going to be fine with this one.
But anyway, I interrupted you. Jay is not a shut-in because they're agoraphobic.
No, they just like have priorities. They just like choose who to spend their time with.
Gross.
I mean, you don't have as much standards.
It's true. I'm very slutty in all things.
Well, you like to hang out.
Yeah.
You'll hang out with whoever.
Well.
Okay, never mind.
not whoever. I'll hang out with anybody once.
That's good.
Yeah, to make me a repeat like hanger-outer, you know, you got to be quality.
To sort of bring this back around, I was in a Facebook group for Chicago comedians, and I responded to somebody who was looking for somebody to be on their radio show. And so I just ended up on some comedian's radio show. That experience of being on some rando's radio show made me realize that I have standards for who I hang out with. I was like, wow, I'm literally the only person in this room trying.
Heartbreaking, devastating, damn.
And they're strangely being mean to me about it.
What the fuck?
The sneeze and escape. He's a sneezer. It's okay.
He's a sneezer.
Everyone in this house is Jewish.
Shalom.
I think that's part of it. Like, it's why we all sneeze. Even the turtle sneezes.
Did you sneeze? More than...
Yeah.
Actually, just cut it there. Did you sneeze? Of
course. I think that in general, Jews have an active immune system.
Interesting.
Hacking cough, the phlegm.
Oh, very true.
The sneeze and the gastrointestinal.
Literally, at the school that I teach at, we are not allowed to let kids go home if they complain of a tummy ache because it's considered just part of the Jewish experience.
I love that when the anti-Semitism is coming from inside the house.
Isn't it? Yeah. They also did not like when I laughed about the whole gas leak at the school thing. So funny. It's like you can't have a gas leak at a Jewish school.
No, you can't. Anyway,
anyways,
gas chambers are legal in the United States again. Anyway.
Anyway. But thank God for the active immune system.
You know. I'm a snotty guy. I guess I just use being Jewish as an excuse.
For being snotty?
Yeah.
Yeah, like literally anything. You can just go, well, it's because I'm Jewish.
Especially when you're around Goyim. Yeah. I will say something that I've noticed around Goyim is I've been making this mistake where I just talk about the Jews. Like, I forget to tell people that I'm Jewish. And then, for context, I don't look the most Jewish. Like, I look pretty Goyish. And especially if you don't have a solid Jewish radar, like, you might not know. And so, like, I'll just be like, oh, yeah.
Can I also say something?
Go ahead.
The fact that you're gay doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
Because a lot of people confuse, like, mm-hmm. I as well. I have a very good gaydar usually. Horrible gaydar with the Jewish community.
It's like, are you effeminate or...
Yeah, like gay or European, but it's like gay or are you just a Jewish man? And you're both.
I honestly think that should make it easier to guess, right? That you have a higher chance of being right.
And same with like every Jewish woman. I'm just like, are you a lesbian or are the Birkenstocks because you're Jewish?
Well, okay, I'll tell you this. Here's a fun fact. There's a company in Israel that makes what they claim that they invented the design for Birkenstocks. Called Naot, N-A-O-T. And so they claim that that's their design.
I feel like you can't claim design for sandals.
And they say that that's theirs, that theirs is theirs, like the original Birkenstock, that cork-based. So if you see someone's sandal and it says Naot instead of Birkenstock, that's a Jew. I'm like 95% sure.
It's a Jew or somebody just making a very wild fashion purchase.
I mean, I'm sure they sell them other places, but I think they'd be more expensive most of the time. I'm probably going to cut all that.
Cut the part about the Jews.
I know that part I'm keeping because I'd say that a lot. I'll be like, oh man, yeah, you know, because Jews always be doing that, you know. I'll say that, you know, something like that. And then someone would be like, excuse me? I'd be like, I'm Jewish. the defensive, I'm Jewish.
You're like, Jew crew.
The same thing when I say faggot. Even you were uncomfortable with me saying that.
No, because I wanted to make a joke. It's gonna be like, right, because people can't tell that one.
Look, if I say both in the same conversation, someone's like, okay, one of those was offensive, but I'm not sure which.
God, your word is so much better than dyke. Like, I think that we got the worst slur.
You know, I disagree.
Really?
I mean, you know.
It's not as fun.
It's not a competition, but.
It's a little bit of a competition. We have a better rhyming scheme.
That's true.
And it rhymes with kike, so.
Aw.
I know.
Yeah, you can have like a nice little, like, that's a great like,
a
name.
A Beastie Boys rap would go off. Of slurs I can say.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, you would fit into the Beastie Boys, I think.
That's kind of my secret dream, is to be a Beastie Boy.
You can rap. You're allowed.
Rap name Little Clitty.
I'm definitely cutting that.
No. Can't. Let Little Clitty live.
Wait, is that your rap name? Or
my rap name.
Little Clitty.
Little Clitty.
Little Clitty. I always say Little Wayne.
Have you heard of Petite Wayne?
I just can't stop. Call him Little Wayne. All right, let's hit this cat. Other story.
Oh,
let's
yeah, get yeah. To it. Okay, so Rat Boy Number 2, the reason that he's called Rat Boy Number 2 is because he fancied himself a hunter. And I'm a vegetarian, but I will eat meat if someone I know was involved in the raising or killing process.
Okay.
I'm friends with a lot of farmers and a lot of hunters, so...
So it's an even more restrictive sort of freegan.
Yeah, exactly. And he was always like, yeah, I hunt. I'm like, I really want to get into hunting. The only thing he ever killed in the 8 months that we were together were two pack rats, which aren't like regular rats. They're more solitary creatures, so they carry less diseases and they're safe to eat.
Okay.
And so being the supportive girl that I am, I was like, I will eat the pack rat with you. Like, you know, the scene in Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a stick?
No, he actually used a Jamie Oliver chicken recipe for it. And it was delicious. It was really, really good. Great cook. Horrible hunter. Great cook.
I'm always impressed when I try. I forget that different meats are so different. And then yeah. I try, like the first time I had venison, I was like, oh my God, this is like a totally different thing.
So good. Oh God. I do miss that. Like, I miss kangaroo.
I'll kill a deer for you.
You'll kill a deer for me?
I'll kill a kangaroo.
You'll kill a kangaroo for me? Oh my God, that's love.
I've never been to Australia, so we'd have to go to the zoo.
Come on now. Go to Lincoln Park Zoo with a fucking BB gun.
Fucking get them.
Just hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. I mean, it's free to enter. Take True. What you want.
Dinner's Catch, on them. Kind of free range.
I go to the bird room, just start snapping necks.
Just bring like a little slingshot in, and you're just like, what do you want for dinner? Welcome to the menu. Like,
oh my God.
Hand-to-hand combat with a chimpanzee.
You might lose.
Those 100% I'd lose. But if I won, I would eat it. If I beat an animal in battle, I would eat it out of respect.
Okay.
I am very normal.
I'm just saying the ending of Kangaroo Jack would have gone very differently if they
I'm just saying if I was in Kangaroo
they
Jack.
They beat him and eat him.
Beat him and eat him.
Oh, I think we should do that to people too.
As a bisexual, I definitely beat him and eat him.
Great. Great job. Full circle. Okay. So
it's called a callback.
I have more questions about the pack rat situation.
Ask him.
Was he proud?
He was so proud.
Are they bigger than regular rats? Or are they the same size?
No, they're about this. They're about the size of a city rat.
Did it feel anticlimactic? You said it was good.
It was good. It was quite good.
I don't know why I'm still not impressed.
It wasn't impressive. He caught them in a trap and then he shot them with a BB gun.
I feel like you still shouldn't have eaten it according to your rules, even though he was involved. The BB gun shooting is like so. It's like, does it count if he killed it with a toy? Like.
He also had like a real gun, like he had a rifle.
That would have caused too much damage to the rat.
Exactly, because it would decimate the rat. It was for when he would like try and hunt turkeys and he never hunted, like he never caught anything.
Have you killed an animal?
Not for food.
Self-defense.
No, though that would come up in my life. I have horses and dogs and all those kind of things. And so
a put her down situation.
Yeah. Like I've sat on a horse so that the injection could go in kind of. Yeah. The fun kind.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I've never shot up horse before.
Yeah, it's very different when you're shooting horse into a horse.
That's a terrible joke. I just
terrible.
So sorry.
Yeah, death is not a gentle thing. Anyway, so my sex life.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of gentle, speaking of things that are not
speaking
gentle.
Speaking of things that aren't gentle and little deaths. You know, that's a French joke.
Le petit
joke.
Mort.
Le petit mort. Every time I say that, I just think of Mort from Madagascar.
He is a little Mort.
He's a little Mort. He's le petit mort.
Julian.
King Julian.
No, le petit mort.
Oh my God, this is going to be another thing that haunts me during sex that I can't get out of my head.
Le petit mort?
Le petit mort.
King
Julian.
All right, let's.
Okay, so rat boy number two. If he or his friends listen to this podcast, honestly, suck a dick.
So, yeah, fuck off, guys.
Yeah, fuck off. Get out of here.
This is, hey, you should have known this episode wasn't for you.
Yeah, honestly.
Send it to your friends because your friends are cool.
Oh my God, his friends are so cool.
But you're not.
Yeah, his get friends out. Are awesome. He sucks.
Okay, great.
During our situationship, because that's what it was, he figured out that he was bisexual. Love, support. Mm-hmm. Happens to pretty much everyone I date.
Who did he see? Or was it just you? God.
Well, A, it is. Actually, he did credit me. And so did my other ex that figured out that she was bisexual through dating me.
I find that so often I date someone and they think they're like straight or they think they're gay. And then I'm like, what are you, a pussy? And then they're like, I'm gay. You know, then they like come out. They realize that they were being really tight butthole about it.
There was this one guy that I was sleeping with and he had my favorite response was, I was like, oh, have you ever experimented with men? And he was like, yeah, I've been fucked by men. Like I have sex with men. And I was like, oh, so would you consider yourself bisexual? And he went, no, I really only like women, but, you know, sometimes I'll have sex with men.
That's the most honorable straight shit I've ever heard.
I was like, you are the only straight person I believe.
I want to be straight up. My toenail biting brother, that's also true for him.
Hell yes. Absolutely. Because sometimes sex is just sex. Like, yes. You can enjoy it, but you don't necessarily have to be attracted to your partner.
Yes.
It's just a different flavor. So, like, whatever. Yeah, so I offered to peg him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, that started me thinking, maybe I'm attracted to people putting dicks in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, he met a guy, got a dick in his ass, and he was like, I am bisexual. Then started fucking his boss.
Nobody told you to do that.
I know. I was like, that gooped gagged. I was like, this is a situation that I am now uncomfortable in.
Wait, sorry, gooped gagged?
Yeah. That was because he told me that pretty much while we were having sex. And I was like,
he was like, 9/11 and also.
This is rap boy.
I know.
Too.
I'm just
if he also brought up 9/11, I swear to God.
But what does gooped gag mean? This is new vernacular to me.
Oh, it's just like lazy gay internet slang.
I mean, I know what gagged means.
Yeah. Gooped is similar. It's the same thing as gagged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I not gay enough?
Am I? Honey. We are wearing the same outfit right now. Except I think I might be dressed a little.
I don't have a carabiner on.
It's true.
But I do have a Swiss Army knife on my keys.
Oh, I love that.
Le petit Swiss Army knife.
It's so cute. Aw. I used to have nail clippers and screwdrivers on my carabiner as well.
Just because after toenail guy, you were like, I gotta.
Yeah.
I gotta bring that around with me because otherwise.
While they're sleeping, I gotta get in there and cut their toenails for them.
Get them.
Anyway, he figured out he was bisexual. And then he had this weird obsession with a mutual friend of ours.
Mm.
A very pretty boy, very charismatic boy. And he became obsessed with him. And I was like, I think you want to sleep with Wes. Mm. And you can bleep these names or leave them in. I don't care. I was like, honey, I think you want to sleep with Wes. And he was like, no. I just am curious about Wes. And I was like, cool. He made a spreadsheet of all the people that Wes had slept with in Santa Fe.
What?
That he would like go out to bars with Wes. And Wes would point out all the people he'd slept with. Or people would like be like, oh yeah, I know Wes because I had sex with him. And he would make a spreadsheet. And ask them, like, what was your experience? Why did you stop sleeping with Wes?
Okay, this is a odd obsession.
This is crazy.
This is not a sexual obsession. Like, this is like.
He didn't care about anything else about Wes. He was obsessed with, like, who Wes has slept with.
To me, that almost feels like I want to have sex with you and more I want to be you.
Yeah. It was like he wanted to, like, become Wes.
Wow. Was Wes bisexual?
Yes, Wes is bisexual, yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I think maybe Wes was just like, he was looking at him and he's like, you're the fully realized form of who I think I want to be. Because Wes is also like, he's a homesteader. He's good at all the things that Rat Boy number 2 is not good at.
He was actually hunting.
He could actually hunt.
Whoa.
And farm.
Whoa.
And like all those kind of things.
Okay.
So after we broke up, we did the thing where I was like, let's stay friends. And so we'd like chit chat. And he would call me multiple times to like report on all the new things he discovered about Wes's sex life. And I was like, this is very weird. And then one day he called me and he's like, I just had a threesome with 2 of Wes's exes. And I was like, I actually didn't need to hear that. So then I ended things with him because this is not fair for me.
Proud of you.
Thank you. It took so long to get to that point. I was like, oh, threesome turns out uncomfortable for me trying to get over you. We're going to move on now. But then Wes came to Chicago to visit some family that he had here.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an opportunity to do
to
something
get on the fucking
very
spreadsheet.
Funny. And so I was like, I have a show. Do you want to come? And he was like, yes. He shows up to my show. And I'm like, we're going to have sex. Like,
told him.
I didn't even tell him. And this is also the thing that I did not know. He shows up to the show, starts introducing himself to my friends as my boyfriend.
What?
I know. I heard about this days later, but I'm like, whatever. Like, we get drunk and I'm like, you're coming home with me. I have to complete the triangle. Like, this is the funniest thing ever for me. We had sex. It was so bad. And I was like, I know your numbers. How are you so bad at this?
Whoa. I deeply hope you're on the spreadsheet.
I really, because part of it was I was like, maybe this will get back to Rat Boy too. And I think that would be funny.
And I feel like what we're learning is that there's two types of sluts.
Mm.
There's the, what I would call width and depth. Because this person clearly has width, right?
Oh yeah.
They have a lot of game. They have a lot of pull, right?
Yeah.
They can get it.
Yeah.
But once they got it, they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to deepen the sexual experience.
Yeah.
So I would say the reason that they've had sex with all these people, probably because very few of those people wanted to have sex with them again.
I was like, that must be it. How the fuck are you pulling these numbers? Because that mustache is not enough. The sex was so bad.
So bad?
So,
like, not even a little good.
Like, I would say probably the most lackluster sex I've had. I was like, this almost doesn't count as sex.
Oh.
I was like, this is just like...
Quick.
No. Like almost too long. It was just like, he so didn't know what he was doing. There was no motion in his ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Maybe your body's wrong.
All I'm saying is, like, I'm a slut with depth, you know? I know I've had a lot of good sex. Like, sure. I've learned my lessons, you know? Like, I've been to anatomy class. And I was like, I don't even know what you're... Like, I kept looking down to be like, what are you doing down there? Because, like... Because that's not it.
Because often I feel like the sensation is not so clear that you know exactly what someone's doing with your body.
Yeah.
And so you do have to get a glimpse sometimes.
Gotta get a glimpse. But I was like, is there an angle that's missing? Like, what is happening? I was just like, yeah, it was so disconnected as well.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, we both might as well just not be here.
So, I mean, sometimes the drunkenness contributes
The drunkenness contributes. But then he started calling me my love.
Okay, why was this person obsessed with you?
And then he was like, I want to introduce you to my family tomorrow. And I was like, what the fuck?
He thought you were dating.
Yeah.
Like, he called you, what, his boyfriend? I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, kind of. He then goes back to Santa Fe. I did not meet his family. He's calling me like every day when he goes back to Santa Fe until 2 weeks later, he stops. Out of the blue.
I mean, did he get the hint or?
No, he got a girlfriend.
Oh, he was down bad.
He's a lover boy through and through.
Well,
he's a slut of the heart, you know? It may not show in his body, but he's a slut of the heart.
Maybe, again, you like trimmed his sexual toenails and now he's ready.
He's ready to be. You know what I love being? I love being a lesson to men. Absolutely.
Sometimes there are some people who I date. Who I legitimately think, I hope they're better for having dated me. I hope that they see this as an experience where they understand how they were wrong. and they grow from that experience.
Yes.
I certainly have.
Have you ever made someone worse?
There was someone who I broke up with in the middle of them having a breakdown. But I don't know if I made them have the breakdown.
That feels unfair to you.
But I did leave them at a worse spot than when I found them.
And you know what? I kind of respect that.
What's it? Leave nothing but footprints, take nothing but pictures.
Leave it better for the next person.
Seriously.
Which sometimes means tanking their self-esteem so that they can get in their good.
Sometimes an ego needs to be fucking popped.
I'll say this where it's recorded. Sometimes you need to tell your partner they're ugly and then break up with them so that the next person has an easier go.
I've been having this situation recently where... I'll say I have more experience breaking up than being broken up with. Brag.
Brag. Absolutely brag.
Recently, when people have ended things with me, they've said, and just so you know, you are really hot. And I'm like, I didn't need you to say that.
That's such a slay. That is like awesome, though. That is the best experience.
It's pretty good.
Like, I would much rather someone break up with me for my personality than looks.
But I just wish they would be like, you're perfect, and I'm having a brain aneurysm right now, and I'll never love anybody again. Like,
I've got brain cancer. It's incurable. I don't want to
I'll be
you
dead by
this.
Tuesday. Like, I don't want to, I don't need to know.
Oh my God. Don't actually, by the way, I know I said that I'll say it where it's recorded. Don't actually do that to people.
No.
Do what people do to you.
Yeah, tell them they're hot.
Tell them they're hot.
Tell them they're hot. Tell them they're worth it. Tell them it's not you, it's me. We love that it's not you, it's me.
We love and it's not you, it's me.
It seems cliche, but cliches are cliches for a reason. And that one bears repeating.
Oh, have you ever broken up with someone because it is them, though?
Yes, it often is. I don't say it's not you, it's me when it is not. When it is me. Something about the syntax there messed me up, but I feel
so like
this.
Okay, if it is actually your problem, will you go, it's not you, it's me?
If it's actually my problem.
Yeah.
I'll say it's not you, it's me. If it's a problem with them, I'll do what this person did, which is the compliment sandwich, right? They say, you're really hot. I don't feel like we had good chemistry. I hope you have fun at clown class. That's actually what they said.
Oh my God.
Which is like, okay, give me the compliment sandwich. That's what I need.
I hope you have fun at clown class. I know that we're clowns. That's how we know each other, but that is devastating as a social blow.
It is. Okay, the worst part is I know that they weren't breaking up with me because I was a clown, because they said they were friends with other clowns on the date.
Oh, I've been dumped because I'm a clown before.
Some people can't take the heat.
Some people can't take the honk.
I mean, I appreciate someone being honest about that sort of thing.
What is the pettiest reason you've broken up with someone?
The pettiest?
As a frequent dumper.
I don't know if I've ever uttered these words before. There is someone who I broke up with because, and this was years ago, but I had never given cunnilingus before, and I broke up with them rather than face that fear. I think that's very petty.
That's also so relatable. That is so relatable.
I was just like, I don't think it's working between us.
You're like, I love you, but I'm afraid. Honestly, you're brave for saying that because I don't think you're alone in that experience.
I was what? I was 19. I'm trying to think of a more recent one that would be interesting. Like, I broke up with someone, or I kind of ghosted. I kind of stopped seeing someone. We stopped inviting each other out. I'll say that. There was a certain amount of mutualness in it where we went to a comedy show. Basically, I had an extra ticket to a special taping of a comedian I really liked. We went to go see this taping and they like didn't laugh at all.
Oh, boo, breakup.
And
no,
I was like, I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that you have to love everything that I love, but at least say, well, that wasn't really my thing. But instead they were like, I liked it. And it's like, you liked it, but you didn't laugh?
No. I think actually taking someone to a comedy show is a great litmus test for an early like date.
I have an issue with it because I'll go to a movie. But to me, because comedy show is kind of a one-on-one experience. I know that's a weird way to think about it because it's actually one on many. But for me as an audience member, I'm like, I'm locked in with this person. For example, I went to go see a show, Connor O'Malley, with Al, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Al and I weren't looking at each other at all during the whole show. We were both locked in on the performer.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not always checking in with the person. The reason that I was checking in with this person that much is because I was feeling insecure. I was like, oh, this person thinks I have bad taste.
This is where my ego comes in because I'd be like, oh, you have bad taste because I obviously have good taste. This is hilarious.
I can know that I have good taste, but also know that the variety of experience is so wide in this world that somebody else can be wrong and think that they're right. You know?
That's very true. That is very true.
Like,
that's
they still true. Think I have bad taste. They're yeah. just wrong.
And like, I will also, like, I don't play music in front of other people because I don't want them to. I like my taste.
Oh,
they don't need to know.
I was about to learn that you're a musician.
Oh, fuck no. I can play the kazoo and that's it.
And you meant like DJ.
Yeah, I don't play my playlist for other people because I'm like, I don't need to feel insecure about something that I love.
I have specifically made playlists for that. I have three playlists that I have, like, some one's like kind of a chiller vibe. Mm. One's kind of more bumpy vibe, you know, and I have all of those for when someone says put on music because I don't want to have to think about it.
Yeah.
And I want it to be like, okay, I thought about this for a long time. Here's a kind of a snapshot of my taste. It's not everything I like, but it's like a breadth of things I like.
That's
that
so
kind
smart.
Of fit together.
That is so smart.
Because I also despise that experience of
it's
like
the worst.
Feeling like I have to perform for someone. We've been here for like an hour, so we can definitely stop.
Start. Cool.
Oh, we can start. We can start the podcast anytime you want, Mac.
We can start the podcast. Sweet. Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
So since you haven't listened to the podcast, I imagine you don't know the outro.
No.
Okay, so I'm just gonna...
Have we given you enough material?
Yeah, plenty.
Can I come back?
Of course.
Okay, because I was so nervous during this, just so you know.
You were nervous this during it or before?
No, during it.
I'm sorry.
No, you are an amazing host and everything, but you're smart and you're funny and I really enjoy your company and I want to do you proud.
You did a great job.
Okay, cool. Thank you for the pause.
We'll be happy to have you back. Do you want to plug your socials or anything?
Yes. Give me a follow on Instagram. I'm Mackenzie.Shapiro, spelled with the MackenzieShapiro. And then also I have 2 monthly shows at the Lincoln Lodge, Slumber Party, which is every third Saturday at 9:30. And sometimes you will see Gabe, especially for guest hosting jobs. Gems, second Saturday is 9:30. And Horse Show, which has rotating dates at the Newport, which is a sketch comedy show of an hour of brand new horse-themed comedy material every month that Gabe has also performed on.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
And with that, always be on your best behavior. And I'm going to do my best to do my approximation of Jay's outro.
Bye! 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 Is that it?
Yeah.
With a hee-hee.